What's the most sustainable way to love fashion? It's changing the way you shop by shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. When you shop with The RealReal, you'll find the luxury brands you love, like Prada, Celine, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail. And when you're ready to refresh your wardrobe, you can sell the pieces you no longer wear to fund your next new to you finds. Buy, sell, repeat. Guilt-free. The RealReal extends the life cycle of luxury by keeping coveted items in rotation. Sell to shop, shop to sell with The RealReal. It's better for the planet and better for your closet. Plus, during Earth Month, you can earn $100 extra when you sell with The RealReal. Go to therealreal.com to get started. Earn $100 extra during the entire month of April at therealreal.com. That's therealreal.com. Terms apply.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, while it may be Jessie Buckley fever in her hometown of Killarney today, the last-minute preparations for stylists and design teams in Los Angeles, of course, are well in full swing. So what can we expect to see Jessie Buckley wear for the Oscar ceremony on Sunday night? And could she be wearing an Irish designer? Designer Don O'Neill is with me here on the line today. Don has dressed stars, including Oprah for the Academy Awards, and also stylist Karina Gaffey. Thanks so much to you both for joining us on the programme. Don, can you just give us an insight? What goes into dressing somebody for the Oscars?
Having me on, and welcome to gorgeous Killarney, even on the spectacular
Thanks,
day.
Thanks, Don.
Might be the most perfect day. A lot of work goes into dressing a celebrity for the Oscars. The stylist works closely with so many designers. As you've seen, Daniel Goldberg has done an amazing job working with big houses. But basically, it becomes a waiting game. When the stylists come to us, they usually have a very specific idea in mind. They like what we're doing in our own particular signature, and it's up to us to create something spectacular that works for the celebrity on the day itself. And a lot of your listeners might not know, but the stylists will work with several designers because there needs to be backups. You never know what can happen on the day. So even with Jessie, I'm sure for Sunday night, there could be several dresses in work. And it will remain to be seen what she will actually choose to wear on the evening. So it's a waiting game, not only for us, the public, but usually for the designers themselves to see which dress will actually make it onto the red carpet.
And there's so much focus, as we all know, Donna, you know, about that beautiful red carpet, and particularly the media, you know, focus that's on it as well. So there'll be multiple dresses or multiple outfits. How much input will Jessie herself have into actually what she does wear?
Well, I think anyone who has known Jessie down through the years, she's been known for her theatrical sense of style, and she's been a little bit eccentric on the red carpet. And suddenly, when the award season started, Daniel Goldberg was brought in, and Daniel is a big heavy hitter, and she styled Saoirse Ronan in the past. And Daniel is brought in to bring in the polish that's required for award season and for the grooming, especially with the Oscars in mind. So a lot of Jessie's outfits would have been curated and specifically selected to create this allure and this very polished image, again, working towards the Oscars and to increase her chances of winning an Oscar on Oscar night. So there's a lot of work that goes into the actual styling. And Jessie herself will have a say, but at the end of the day, she has to trust her stylist. And that's really important.
Yeah. Karina Gaffey is with us too, Don. Stay with me for a moment. Karina, you've been watching Jessie over the last few months. What are you expecting she might wear on Sunday?
I think, obviously, like Don said, it is a waiting game. She's got more refined and directional. And as Don said, she was a bit more theatrical. She kind of was a bit more quirky with her style. But obviously working with Danielle Goldberg, who is like the it stylist at the moment, who dresses Saoirse Ronan, obviously, and Zoe Kravitz and Kendall Jenner. So you can see that she's gone sleeker and more deliberate on that road to hopefully being crowned an Oscar winner. In the past, she's kind of veered towards like Irish designers. Actually, she's worn Simone Rocha in the past. She's worn Dior, which is housed by Jonathan Anderson, an Irish designer. But then she's also worn Chanel, Balenciaga. So she's kind of gone for really big hitter designer houses. So it's very much a guess what she would go for. Like, obviously, it would be amazing if she kind of gave it a little bit of an Irish twist with something like Dior and Jonathan Anderson, which she did wear to the Golden Globes. It was like a pale blue kind of strapless dress with kind of sculptured draping. Yeah. So she still has that like element of kind of like point of difference and a bit of a quirk, but it's very much more pared back. It's very elegant, like leaning towards classic, leaning kind of towards old Hollywood, and it's very deliberate in terms of, like, you know, creating this and crafting this kind of, you know, stylized image of her. Like, even she has another movie out as well, The Bride, and like even her red carpet looks for that are slightly a little bit edgier. She wore an amazing Maison Margiela kind of sheer dress with corset, and like that's just a little bit kind of leaning more quirky and, you know, kind of character driven as well, while all her pieces for Hamlet have been a little bit more refined.
Are you expecting black? Are you anticipating colour? What do you think we'll see her in, Karina?
She's really gone kind of a bit more pared back in terms of blacks recently. Even Golden Globes, like a lot of the actresses and actors have worn black. But then she gave a little twist at the BAFTAs in the UK where she wore a deep blue velvet Chanel gown. She obviously wore like a pale blue at the Golden Globes. So she could completely surprise us and go for colour. Like, colour really suits her as well. Or, like, it's anyone's guess. Like, it really is. Like Don said, there's a couple of gowns there waiting for her to step into.
What are you expecting, Don? Or what would you like to maybe perhaps see her in?
Well, just following up there from Karina, I love the Maison Margiela John Galliano gown. That was probably my favourite red carpet look of her for the entire season. But I'm really hoping, first of all, that she chooses something that she absolutely loves. And I think that's so important on the red carpet, that you're wearing the gown and the gown's not wearing you. And Jessie's so naturally radiant and she's so beautiful. She can really pull off any dress. So I just think for her, the important thing is that dress on her, that she feels amazing in it. Because she has right now the world at her fingertips. Every designer in the world wants to dress Jessie Buckley. She's the hot favorite for Sunday night. And as I said, she could choose any dress. So the important thing is that I want her to step onto the red carpet radiant, that she'll take her breaths away. Her face alone, she just is such a gorgeous girl, and she's so happy and so joyful. And even seeing her parents going out yesterday, her mom was bursting with joy.
She was, the pride.
Where Jessie gets that joy from. So the important thing is, when whatever gown she chooses to wear, that she absolutely loves it and that she has the time of her life on Sunday night. And that's what I just want to see her radiance on the red carpet on Sunday night.
From Geico Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts. Tonight, you just left for work and had a non-specific feeling that something was happening to your place and it wasn't good. Dan?
Exactly, Tammy. It could be smoke damage, theft, or just too much caffeine, but you can't stop thinking about it.
But with renter's insurance through Geico, your stuff is covered, so you don't have to worry.
And that's great, because the weekend is coming up and it's chock full of social obligations that are ready to fill that void.
Oh boy, will they, Dan? It feels good to worry less. It feels good to Geico.
You've met Jessie, Don, is that right?
I met her briefly years ago when Chernobyl came out, which is an extraordinary film if you haven't seen it. And there was a special event with A.D. Roach in New York at the United Nations, and they screened part of the Chernobyl film, and Jessie attended. So I got to chat to her briefly. It was a hectic day. She was tearing down to the Tribeca Festival for the screening of Chernobyl at that event also, but we got to chat briefly. She had her, at that time, she had the fiery red curly hair, and she was wearing an incredible black suit. And we just had a quick chat connecting two Kerry people at the United Nations and how surreal that whole moment was. But it was it was incredible. It was lovely to meet her.
Yeah. It must be, Karina, though, you know, for anybody in the design and style industry, it must be, you know, I suppose for them, it's got to be their Oscars too, actually getting the opportunity to style an Oscar nominee and potentially an Oscar winner.
Definitely. I think even for hair and makeup, the whole team, you know, it's such an important moment, and it's something that, you know, can lead to really big campaigns with design houses. It can lead to more work, it can lead to like more work with different actors. So it is a moment. And I feel right, really at the moment, like people are really shouting out their kind of like glam team, as you call it, like everyone's tagged. And, you know, this before it was really behind the scenes, a lot of the roles like makeup and hair and styling, and no one who would really know know who was responsible for the full look. So it is really nice that, you know, the people behind the scenes are getting, you know, the kudos that they deserve.
Dimension as well, yeah. And like, if you're somebody starting out in the industry, and you said the early days for Jessie and for other performers and actors as well, like, do you want to stick out on the red carpet? Like, do you want to wear something that means you're photographed and you appear in all of the social media viral clips, or are you typically looking for something a little bit more minimalist?
Well, I
think it's a mix of either. Like, some people are very determined and would rather be on a work stress list just to be talked about, while other people are a bit more strategic in the ways of, you know, they either dress completely different to their role that they have had in a movie or a film, and just to show how much they got into their character, so they won't do character dressing. Well, now there is, like, obviously a really big trend since, like, Barbie and even Wuthering Heights, and we've seen Margot Robbie really kind of lean into the character dressing as well. So, like, it's all a conversation that people would have, managers, stylists and everything, to kind of, you know, decide the direction that they're going for.
What do you think, Don? Is sticking out important?
Well, I agree with Karina, and I think they're actually also auditioning for their next role, because the movies they've made are in the bag and are done, so then there's future projects coming up. And this is where they're visible, and at the Oscars, every producer, every director, all of the eyes of Hollywood will be on them. So everybody needs to be on their best behavior and looking amazing, which is unfortunately why there's almost so much pressure to be amazing on the red carpet, because not only is the whole world watching, but the industry in which you work is watching. And again, it's like you're continuing to audition for future roles. And I think that's a lot of pressure on the actors. And then on top of that, there's also collaborations that can happen with a designer house, that you could score a contract with Chanel and become the face of Chanel, or with Dior and become the face of Dior. And that is worth mega millions. And that's also something that's very forefront in their minds on the red carpet.
Will there be other actors that you'll be looking out for, Karina, on Sunday, in terms of what they could wear and making a statement? Like, wasn't Cillian Murphy? He was previously the face of a design house, wasn't he, for one of their seasons?
Yeah, he was the face of Versace then, after the kind of designers. Tiana Taylor, I absolutely adore her style this award season. She's obviously nominated for the Paul Thomas Anderson movie. So I think she is, like, just had a complete, like, explosion in terms of, like, everybody knowing her name. She's gone from Old Fair on Disney, kind of like a really fun kind of TV show, and then obviously doing really serious acting as well. So she's definitely one to watch. She'll bring the fun to the Oscars, because a lot of the times the Oscars can be pretty safe in terms of the dress code and just the actors being on their best behavior in terms of style. But I feel like she'll bring a little bit of cheekiness to the red carpet.
Yeah. Who else, Don, will you be looking out for to make a statement?
Well, I have to say, I've always been a huge fan of Emma Stone, because Emma has always been a little bit quirky in her style on the red carpets, and has always taken chances and doesn't tend to play it safe. So it'll be interesting just to see what she comes along with. And then I have a weak spot for Kate Hudson. She's always been very sweet and sort of a very, very classic old Hollywood style, and which sort of is a little bit more similar to my own style. I just love that old Hollywood glam look, that classic elegance which Kate tends to bring. So I'm looking forward to see what Kate will arrive in also.
Well, I'm sure there'll be plenty.
We want Jessie to be the star of the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know who she is? Do you know who she is wearing, Don? Do we have any idea who of some of the designers that might be in the mix for that final shakedown?
It really is hard to say, because she has worn the top brands. I mean, I'm kind of hoping it'll be Dior, just because it's Jonathan Anderson, and as Karina said, he's an Irish designer at the top of his game right now, and just had an incredible show in Paris last week. So it would be great that she is wearing one of the world's greatest design houses, which is helmed by an Irishman. So she will be killing two birds with one stone, and that would be just awesome if that could happen.
Yeah. Have you heard any of the rumours, Karina, about who might be in that mix?
I think it's probably between Chanel and Dior. The only reason why I'm saying Chanel as well is because she did attend one of the Chanel shows recently, the one that they did in the New York. They did basically a show in the New York subway, and she was there sitting the front rows, basically on the subway cars, basically. But she was there sitting front row. So, and then she obviously wore Chanel to the BAFTAs. So that kind of gives a hint. And then she's wearing Balenciaga. But I feel like it's between Chanel and Dior.
Mm. Well, look,
but
I could be
completely wrong.
Yeah, plenty of discussion and analysis about what Jessie Buckley wore on the red carpet in the early hours of Monday morning. For the moment, though, designer Don O'Neill, stylist Karina Gaffey, thank you so much to both of you for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.